Every year, Dayton History produces a play at the Old Montgomery County Courthouse. Each play is a reenactment of a high-profile criminal case that made headlines in Dayton. The series is called Old Case Files. Like all good mysteries, there are twists and turns, but these cases are a little different. Even the actors don't know the outcome. Community Voices producer Jason Reynolds has our story.
All rise for the Honorable Judge Mason Douglas and remain standing. Court is now in session.
At the Montgomery County Courthouse in downtown Dayton, the cast of Old Case Files is rehearsing. The story is ripped from the headlines, but not today's headlines. It's a murder case from 1935, when, on Christmas Eve, a former police officer shot a man 5 times at the Postal Telegram office on 3rd Street. To at least one passerby, it seemed pretty cold-blooded.
Did you see Mr. Parker run?
No, he looked very casual.
What do you mean?
Well, he came outside, twirling his gun around his finger. He did that with his right hand, and with his left, he rolled a cigarette.
Huh.
That's a witness, played by Aaron Ossendorf, being questioned by a trial attorney, played by Tim Lyle. As it turns out, the shooter, Lewis Parker, had motive to kill the deceased, Thomas Payne. Payne had run off with Parker's wife, and children, and car. Parker's wife was more than willing to go. She'd been having an affair with Payne for some time, and everything came out at trial. Here, Parker, who is played by Wayne Wolfe, testifies on his own behalf. He's questioned by one of his defense attorneys, played by Scott Stoney.
Did your wife, when she became ill last summer, accuse you of passing an infectious disease onto her?
She did, and she said it had to be me because she had no dealings with any other man.
What else did she say about her illness?
She said she believed she should go away to recuperate.
Needless to say, Mrs. Parker was recuperating with her lover, who would later be shot by Mr. Parker. But Mr. Parker says it was self-defense, that Payne was reaching for a gun. Margaret Piot is the writer and director of Old Case Files, which is now in its 7th season.
It is different than creative writing. It's not quite like being a playwright who sits down and creates a story out of his or her imagination and experience. Instead, I think of it as a little bit like starting off with a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle.
It's a jigsaw puzzle because there usually aren't transcripts from cases this old. Piot has to research.
And so the most creative part is really coming up with the questions, because the newspapers, which I read, the newspapers from the time period, after I have fitted them together, I usually know what the witnesses said, but I don't know what was asked to make them say that.
Authenticity and accuracy are important to these reenactments. And there's a whole team that does research, including Sandy Lemming. While each case is different, Lemming says that every year there are audience members who come to see their ancestors portrayed.
The very first year we had descendants of the man who was the murderer, who was convicted and executed, and they came up to us afterwards. We didn't know they were going to be in the audience, and so we were really wondering what kind of reaction they would have to putting on this trial, which kind of proved their ancestor was a murderer. But they were actually very appreciative.
And the actors sometimes feel a strong connection to the works. Take Jim Charters, for example, who plays the bailiff in this year's production.
I wish my dad were still alive because I know he knew these attorneys. It's a shame he's not still around. We could have some interesting talks.
After the attorneys make their closing statements, the bailiff chooses a dozen audience members at random, and they have 10 minutes to decide the fate of Lewis Parker. Scott Stoney plays a defense attorney. He says writer and director Margaret Piot doesn't take it easy on those audience members.
She works very hard to get a balance between the two cases, so that when we start with actual audiences and actual juries, they really have to consider both sides. It's not a slam dunk for either side.
While the writing may try to give the actors a level playing field, Stoney says the same can't be said for society at large.
The thing that's interesting about it is that juries, especially because you're pulling them from the audience, are very much reactive to the current political scene. If there are trials going on during our case, many times we've had juries that are feeling very frustrated because someone's not getting justice or someone's not being put into jail that should be, and they will take it out on in our cases.
If you want to see how Stoney and the rest of the cast does and learn what the real jury had to say in 1935, Old Case Files opens this week. For Culture Couch at WYSO, I'm Jason Reynolds.
Old Case Files runs Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays now until August 6th. Visit WISO.org to see photos of the actors and for more information on the show. Culture Couch is made possible by a generous grant from the Ohio Arts Council.